So really, when we look now at our chapter, these first 13 verses are the instructions that have been given to the people of Israel. And I want to highlight where Tony was as far as sanctifying ourselves in verse 5. And as we have seen what is before us, when the Lord came to Moses on the mountain, was going to appear before the people, that word was also used that they were to sanctify themselves. And it was done because the people were going to see the Lord. And they were told to wash their clothes. There was a cleansing, as Tony has brought before us. And in light of that, as we've seen in these first verses, it is the Lord that is presented to us, young people, and we need to look at these verses. We need to look at what is before us with sanctified hearts. It is a heart work that the Lord is trying to attract our affections as we look at Him and see now what He is going to do. He's told Joshua, who's told the people, this is what we're going to do. These are the instructions. This is the path we're going to take. We need to spend some time now on the actual crossing. We look at our time. It's 11 o'clock and we only have 25 minutes. So we want to look and see from verse 14 to the end of the chapter and really see now this is where the instructions are followed. They were given. Now there's action. It came to pass in verse 14 when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for the Jordan overfloweth all its banks at time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city of Adam that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. Here is the passing of the Jordan River. And it's really very simple when we read the end, that last phrase, and the people passed over. And there's many thoughts here, young people, as we come with prepared, sanctified hearts and look and see the work, the person, and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in these few verses. And He is magnified and glorified in the work here that He is doing. And as the people move and the ark comes to the Jordan, and it's the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim. And we've had some comments on this already. But it's challenging for us to think, why is it the feet? Why didn't they have to immerse themselves? Why wasn't there a rod as at the Red Sea? Why is it that the ark, when it comes to the river, and why is that parenthesis there, the Jordan overfloweth all its banks at the time of harvest? Why is that this little phrase sort of inserted in the middle of the verse? I'm putting these things out to stir us up now, to discuss these things as to seeing them from sanctified hearts, to look and see here in type, but here now the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done at Calvary, and to see that here in the crossing of the Red Sea, entering into death.
This is probably the most majestic thing that ever happened before the eyes of men. I want you to imagine that. Again, imagine Niagara Falls. This water coming down, gushing, roaring, and everybody standing back and looking at that. And here, half a mile ahead of them, 2,000 cubit, these priests are carrying the ark. The ark is a type of what? Of who? The Lord Jesus. You write that down. The ark is a type of the Lord Jesus. The Jordan is a type of what? Death. You write that down. So you always remember it. The Jordan is a type of death. So what we are saying, physically that day, the ark went into the Jordan. The type is this. Christ went into death. That's what we are saying. For us to go into the blessing, Christ went into death. Let me go back to the actual thing that happened that day. Slope like this. Very steep slope. Water coming down, gushing with all its strength. Just imagine that. Picture that in your mind now. The priests are walking, marching in, and the people following. We have heard the priest's feet carrying the ark touched the water of the Jordan. You know what happened to Jordan? It fled. It ran away. As a matter of fact, defying all of the physics, all of the law of physics, it rolled backwards, uphill. You never see water go uphill. It just doesn't happen. The law of physics would not allow it. When the ark, the power of the ark, came face to face with the power of death, death fled. As a matter of fact, it ran backwards 20 miles. 20 miles back, up back, and it took every drop of water with it. That the priests, as they were marching in, they were marching on a dry ground. It wasn't even a soft ground. It wasn't wet still. Every drop of water, every power of death, was just pushed back. I want you to imagine that. Now, death is a very scary thing. Death is very scary. Nobody wants to talk about death. Nobody wants to think about death. Imagine if I tell you, listen, you're going to die now. You'll be terrified. You'll be really scared. It's the king of the terror. That's the biggest terrorist we ever have, the world ever known, is death. It's so powerful. You cannot do anything about it. That day. Are you with me back there? That day. Death. For the first time in its existence. I don't want to say the first time in its life because I'm talking about death. The first time in its existence, got scared and ran away on the cross. That's exactly what happened. The power of death that kept every one of us in fear was defeated and ran away. You saw the physical part, what actually have taken place? We talked about the type. How the Lord Jesus have won victory over death. The beautiful part is this. We went through the Jordan too. And we will get to that.